My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Belinda living her life vicariously through Davin? Listen and enjoy.
She goes to me, what kind of movies do you like?
Okay, so she's trying to make conversation.
I go, porn, of course, LOL. She goes, LOL, I know that. What else? I go, actually, I don't like porn, but it does pay a lot of bills. I like lots of types of movies if they are well done. Depends what I am in the mood for. I can watch the Star Wars movies time and time again. How about you? What do you like? She goes, I like Ghanaian movies, but why don't you like porn? I go, well, that certainly makes sense now, doesn't it, that she would like Ghanaian movies?
Yes.
I go, because I can only watch porn for a few minutes at a time. Smiley, winky face.
3 minutes at a clip.
Exactly. She goes, I go, do you like porn? She goes, no, I don't. I go, but you like pirates? Because remember, she told us when she was Agnes that she liked that pirate porn movie.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
She goes, I go, but you like pirates? She goes, only that's the only one I like because that's more like a movie. I go, you just ignored the sex, LOL? She goes, it was a nice, I go, do you like writing porn? She goes, it was a nice experience. It was nice to try something new for a change, which kind of plays to what Joe's been saying.
Yes.
I go, we can do it for fun if you enjoy it. No pressure on us, and we can have the people do whatever our minds want since it will never actually happen. She goes, okay, but do you know why I asked what movies you liked? I go, because you were a movie star? She goes, nope, because I wanted to ask you why Americans' movies are full of insults.
Oh.
I go, you must think I'm pretty important if you think I can speak for all of Hollywood. I go, what movies and insults are you talking about? She goes, no, I mean, generally there are lots of insults in American movies. I go, towards who? Give me an example. She goes, when two people are annoyed, they usually exchange words. I mean, in a conversation. I go, oh. I go, maybe to add to the intensity. I mean, a lot of plots are based on the drama surrounding a conflict. The insult adds tension to the confrontation. They don't do that in Ghanaian films. All of a sudden, I'm a friggin' film expert.
But hold on for a second. Maybe it gets back to the hatred that they have for Americans, and they feel that we're also insulting to each other, as well as insulting to the way they treated their, you know, the way they're raping, we're raping them from their gold and their
That's
riches.
That's a good point. Maybe they even think that we're just like, we're barbarians.
Because that
are,
would
like,
add.
You see what
people.
Joe brings to the conversation?
That,
yeah.
But that would add fuel to that fire that we all know.
Yes.
You know?
Right. It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Right.
Belinda goes, not as much as American films. Have you ever tried acting? I go, I've been in a movie, been on TV, been on radio, been quoted in other people's books. She goes, what movie was that? What was the title? And this is true. I go, been on Facebook, been in love, been enraged, been in love again. I go, Nightmare in Shallow Point. It was a cheap horror movie. I got eaten by zombies, LOL. And that's true.
Really? Yeah. You're in a book?
No, in a movie. I am quoted in a book as well. But
what book is that?
It's a comedy book. Oh. About my story to get gigs, where I sent the
okay.
Comedy Zone pizza.
I was thinking of something else. It's just too easy.
No. Have at it, General. Knock yourself out.
Hacks. What not to do. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
I am done.
Okay. You got that out of your system?
Yeah, I shouldn't. That's not nice.
That's fine. You can take your shot.
That's just the typical American, the way we insult each other.
Oh, yes, that is. As a matter of fact, in the chat, they said, oh, thinks Americans insult each other? Has she been listening to this show?
Yeah, really.
We even do it in chat form. So I go, why the sudden fascination with movies? She goes, she just wanted to see if I like movies. I go, I do. Don't get to watch enough of them, but I enjoy them. What are Ghanaian movies like? She goes, Ghanaian movies are really interesting. Even though the industry is not as huge as Hollywood, they are good. I go, you telling me they are interesting tells me nothing. Two Beatles having sex on a cow turd might be interesting.
True, if you script it the right way and set the lighting in a certain fashion.
And maybe we will.
Wow.
I'm not saying we wouldn't.
Look at those insects go. Insect sex. Say that three times.
Insects, that's the title.
Insects.
Insects.
Insects. Ah.
Mm, see? I go, what are they like? India's Bollywood has a lot of singing and dancing, for instance. Are there a lot of romance or action or sci-fi? She goes, oh, okay, it sometimes has romance, but because of our culture, they find it difficult to show breasts and stuff. They don't do singing and dancing either. No, they show scamming, as we found out.
Yes.
I go, does it bother you that your culture is more restrictive than a lot of Western cultures? Now, remember, she revealed that she felt restricted by the men there, and she was tired about being objectified
yes.
and being told what to wear and not what to wear.
Right, right.
She goes, of course not, because it helps us a lot. I go, so how can you handle somebody who is so free-spirited and often is in the muck of society like me? She goes, well, change is the only constant thing in life. With time, I will learn your culture and way of life. That is nice and sweet, but you deserve to be in a relationship in which you are comfortable. She goes, and who says that I'm not comfortable? I go, nobody, I guess. I don't know. I just think about things. I guess it is all complicated. One minute I ask you for a bikini picture and you are cool, then you are not. Then you tell me how you create a stir by your short skirts, so I guess I never know with you. She goes, I'm cool with the bikini and I'll send it to you after the video chat.
Oh.
With the short skirt, that's another thing altogether.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I think, in addition, bring up my first thing, where the highlight of your day, she is living, even though she is scamming you, and she's
going to be in love.
But I think she is living vicariously a life that she wants to lead through scamming you.
But here's the thing. If it is a girl and I am all in like she thinks, I can provide this life.
Yeah.
Which is my point.
Yeah.
If it is a girl, I mean, this just plays to what I've been saying, possibly, Joe. We'll have to go on.
Yes.
Continue.
I go, I look forward to seeing more of you, beautiful. So tell me about the skirt thing. We started talking about how guys are pigs and people give you crap because you dress how you want. She goes, in our culture, it's bad for you to dress and show parts of the body. So they tend to complain a lot, especially the elder general.
I'll put those long legs in front of the firing squad. I can't say what I'm going to be firing at you, though.
I'll be the first bullet.
I'll shoot my howitzer at you.
And then there'll be a nap, and I'll shoot another bullet.
At your legs, of course.
Of course. Right.
I get up after 12. I'm a general, you know.
All in, privates.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.